Hello and welcome to Elim Church, Swanley. You're joining myself, Reverend Ben Cooper, for today's podcast.
Yeah, thank you for everyone online this morning. Thank you for hopping online. We can see you there as you join us for coffee and prayer this morning on this Wednesday morning, wherever you are across the world. We hope you are feeling well. We hope that the hand of the Lord is so strong upon you. And wherever you are today, we just welcome you into this church service. We're going to have coffee as we just plod along with this. And also, plodding along, we should be holy this morning. Then about no plodding. And welcome to this podcast, wherever you are today. Thank God for your lives and thank you for joining us as we are. Just coffee and prayer. And also, more than anything than we can ever ask for, it's so great to be able to have communion together, to gather, to take of the bread and the wine, and we're going to do that in about 40 minutes' time. But we've got Glenn with us, we've got Don back with us. He's been away for the week. Don's back with us this morning. We've got Andy, and we are just going to be taken straight in to the Word of God. And we're going to be looking in Psalms 118, verse 5. I've got Psalms 118, verse 5 before me as we come before the Lord. So we welcome you to this podcast. We welcome you to this live stream church service. And we are blessed just to be gathered around the table as we just pray for one another online this morning. So thank you that your prayer requests are coming through wherever you are today. Just continue to push and to press. Never give up. You can never give up. It's really important for all of us just to keep pressing into Christ. You know, church won't do it no more. Religion is finally over, dead and gone. They're trying to revive it. They're trying to bring religion back, but we can't go down that road. We've got to be sharp. We've got to be in the Word of God. We've got to be pressing for Jesus. Whatever you do in your life, make Christ number one. Whatever you do, make the Word of God number one in your complete life. And as we push through this morning, we are watching you all coming online, and we're just going to dive straight in. So I've got Psalm 118, verse 5. It says, "When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies." Come on, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we welcome, Lord. We welcome everyone on this online church service this morning as we gather, Lord, for communion and prayer. And Lord, as we just rest and as we be still, Father, I pray for all those that feel empty today, all those that feel weary today, all those that feel tired and exhausted, all those that feel confused, Lord. And Father, we say thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just come as we are. Lord, we just come to you as we are this morning. Father, Lord, we just leave everything at the cross and we bring everything to you this morning. And Lord, we thank you for the power of your word. And Lord, we ask right now that Psalm 118, "When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord." And Father, all those that feel hard pressed this morning, Lord, I've got to put my hands up to this. I feel hard pressed this morning. Lord, I feel empty. I feel gritty, Lord. I feel fed up. I feel tired, Lord. But that's just me, Lord. So Father, I thank you, Jesus, that there is power in the name of Jesus. And this morning, we pray, Lord, that Father, that the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, will minister to us today, Lord, whether we're commuting, whether we're on this online church service, whether we are in work already, whether we're at home, wherever we may be. Lord, I pray for the church across this nation. I thank you, Lord, that the religious bone has been snapped at the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that there is power in your word. You are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. But all those that feel hard-pressed, as the psalmist writes in Psalm 118, verse 1, it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever." Lord, I thank you that your love endures forever. I thank you, Lord, that we are born again, spirit-filled. Lord, that we are fully charged with the Word of God, that, Lord, we might be empty of ourselves, and that's a great place to be. And, Lord, we rest in the arms of Christ. Lord, your love endures forever. And we come to you this morning, Lord, and Father, we might feel hard-pressed. We might feel tired. We might feel exhausted. We might be waiting for a consultant to give us a call. We might be waiting for a house move. We might be waiting for the kids to get back to a new school. Lord, there might be things that we're anticipating that we're trying to work out. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that we won't look into ourselves forgetting what we need, but Lord, that we will look to you, because my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. And this morning, Lord, we thank you for Psalm 118. Lord, hard pressed. When I was hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. Lord, I thank you right now, Lord. Father, I thank you that there is power in your word. And if you was to go to verse 13, it said, I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. I thank you, Lord, that we are saved, that we are blood washed. Lord, when anyone is about to fall, Lord, you stretched out your arm, Lord. You saved us. You kept us from the cliff edge. Lord, you kept us from the abyss. You've kept us from the very gates of hell. You've kept us from going too far. Lord, we thank you that you're drawing us. But Lord, I want to be so close to you, Lord. Yeah. Lord, I want to be so deep into your presence. Lord, we want to be walking so close with you. Father, we're tired of church. We're tired of religion. We're tired of the program, of everything running, dear God, before lockdown. But now we want Jesus. We want the power, Lord, that's in your word. Father, we want to hear, Lord. We want to see what we have read, Lord, in the ancients of days. Father, we want to see the power of the word. We want to see the gifts. We want to see, dear God, signs and wonders. We want to feel the glory. Lord, we don't want to go back, Lord, to the old ways, Lord. We don't want to go back to the religious way. We don't want to go back, Lord, to the stubbornness of religion. We don't want to go back to the coldness, the rigor mortis of religion. Father, we want to, dear God, we are hungry. We want living word. We want living water. Father, we come to you because we are thirsty. We're coming, Lord, because we're hungry. We're coming, Lord, because we're tired. We're coming because we're weary. And we come to thee this morning. And Father, we pray for an outpouring of your love across this nation. Lord, that you will just wash this nation in the blood of the Lamb. We thank you for the power of the cross of Calvary. We thank you for the power of salvation, that it is a gift. And Lord, as we come, just as we are, Lord, we thank you. But Lord, we want sound doctrine. We want the word of God, Lord, coming across the pulpits. We want the word of God, Father, pressed on the tablet of our heart. Father, I ask for all those, and I pray for all those that are hungry today, that want change in their life, that are tired of the way that they are, tired of the way that they're thinking, tired of the way that they're living. I pray right now, Lord, that the power of the Holy Spirit will bring us more under conviction, that the power of the Holy Spirit will bring us into a place. Lord, we thank you that, Lord, true worship brings us into your presence. And we ask you right now, Lord, that we will be, Lord, worshippers of truth, that, Lord, that we won't look to man, but, Lord, that we will look to Christ. Father, we will not look to what the world is doing, but we will look to Jesus Christ. So, yeah. Father, I ask you that you will take us in deeper this morning. Lord, that you will take us deeper into your presence, that we will not look at the puzzle of life, but, Lord, that we will look at the firmness and the surety of the word of God. We will look at the seed, that seed that is ever growing, that seed that is ever moving. Lord, that incorruptible word from Genesis to Revelation. Father, we want to be in it. We want to be deep in your presence. So this morning, Lord, I pray for, Lord, all those that want to partner with me today, Lord, that say, Lord, take me deeper. Yeah. Take me deeper into your presence. Take me deeper into your word. Lord, I want to leave church behind me. I want to leave religion behind me. Lord, I want to leave all the stagnant stuff, Jacob's world behind me, Lord, and I want living water. Lord, I want to be refreshed every second of my day. Lord, I want to feel the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to be in that posture of, Lord, always being hungry for Jesus, always looking, always seeking, always stretching out to him, because you are worthy of all praise. And this morning, we thank you that cancer bows to the name of Jesus. Sickness bows to the name of Jesus. Fear bows to the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, that arthritis goes at the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that demons flee at the greatest name in heaven and earth. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, on the earth, under the earth, through the earth. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father, we thank you that demons are running right now at the name of Jesus. Father, we pick up the sword of the Spirit. Lord, I ask you for all those, Lord, this morning that feel a bit weary. Lord, that we will just completely be dressed in Ephesians chapter 6. Lord, we put the armor on this morning. Lord, we pick up the sword of the Spirit. Lord, we pick up the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Lord, our feet are fitted with the readiness of the gospel of peace. Father, the belt of truth, it is buckled, Lord, the shield of faith, the sword of the spirit. Lord, we are armed and we are dangerous, and the devil, Lord, doesn't stand a chance in the word of God. Lord, his days are numbered. We thank you that there is power in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we come as empty vessels, but Lord, we also come, Lord, fully filled with the word of God. We come empty of self, and we come completely full of Jesus Christ this morning. Yes. Lord, we will not give way to the flesh. Mm. We will not live. We will not succumb to the seduction, Lord, of the government. We will not, Lord, allow ourselves to be seducted by what the world is trying to do to us. But Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to come to you, Lord. And where you say, be like Jesus, be Christ-like, be holy because I am holy. Father, bring us to that place.
Mm.
Cancer is gone this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Fear is gone this morning. Mm. Doubt runs at the name of Jesus this morning. If you've got a backache, if you've got arthritis, if you've got fear running through your body, just shout the name of Jesus. Mm. Claim it. You claim that promise, you know, and I'm not going down the road of the old, true old name it and claim it side of things. I'm going down in the word of God. I'm not going down in the historical route, what we've seen before. I'm coming completely fresh this morning. Lord, I thank you that your word is healing me. I thank you that your word is freeing me. I thank you that your word is changing me. I thank you that your word, Father, is accelerating me closer into your presence. Your word, Father God, is cleansed me. Lord, thank you, Father, that your word, the blood of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb, is on each and every one of us. And Lord, I pray that you'll strengthen our bones today. Strengthen our bones. Come, Holy Spirit. Lord, let it rain today. Let the glory rain. Let us be into your glory, into your presence. And Lord, as we're in this coffee and prayer this morning, Father, I pray for everyone online, Lord. I pray that they will feel the fire of God. They will feel the fire of the Holy Spirit, the anointing, that they will feel fresh breath from heaven. They will hear the Lion of Judah roaring over every trouble, every situation that they face. And Lord, as we hand over to Andy this morning, I pray right now, Lord, anyone that's not feeling very well today, I pray, Lord, healing. Anyone that feels gritty today, anyone that feels angry and frustrated today, let the joy of the Lord be their strength. Let the joy of the Lord be their strength. Anyone that is in doubt, remove the doubt. Anyone that has got so much stuff going on in their life, they just feel harassed. They feel pressured. They feel down. Anyone that's got two and three jobs on the go that is working so hard, the lone parent, we pray for the single parent. Strengthen the single parent. Be with families today, Lord. Restore. I thank you that you are a restorer, and you are restoring all the years that the locust has taken. You are restoring all the years. Father, we are in a time of restoration. We are in a time of victory. We are in a time of new beginnings. I thank you, Lord, that each one of us, there is a new day ahead. Lord, we thank you. We hand everything over from our heart that we are holding on to. But Lord, I pray for any of us that have got a root. Lord, the tree's been cut down. The grass is over the top. It looks good from the outside, but Lord, I pray for anyone that's got a root. A root, Lord, of doubt. A root, Father, of temptation. A root of fear, Lord. A root that goes so deep. A root of unforgiveness. A root, Lord, I pray that you will extract any roots today, Lord. Lord, let there be freedom. Let this be the day. Let this be the day, Lord, where we break out and we break free. Come, Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, I thank you that we are washed in the crimson tide.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, bring us in. Lord, I ask again and again and again, take us deeper into your presence. Take us deeper into your presence. Everyone online this morning, take us deeper into your presence. We want to go further. Lord, church can't get us there. Religion is over. The kingdom of God is alive. The kingdom of God is moving. The kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of God is right now. Father, I thank you that we're not in religion. Lord, we might be, Lord, in a church with a label over the door of the church, but Lord, we're more than that. We're in the kingdom of God. Lord, we don't want to be caught in denominational skirmishes. We don't want to be caught in denominational hierarchy systems, layers of class. Lord, we want to know that we are found in the Word of God. Lord, denominations can keep what they got, but I want Jesus. Religion can, you can keep what you got. Take it to the grave with you. I want Jesus. I'm hungry. Yes, Lord, we're hungry. We want Jesus. Come on, Jesus. We, you take it, Lord. Take it, Lord. Let the church do what it's going to do. Let religion do what it's going to do. But be in the Word of God. Be warriors of the Word. Be in the Word of God. Get that Word in your heart. Put it on the tablet of your heart. Be a warrior for Jesus. Be a radical Christian, because this is the time where we've got to stand up and say, yeah, I'm a believer. I believe in healing. I believe in marriage. I believe in the power of the Word of God. I believe in blessing. I believe in the fear of God. I believe in the rapture. I believe in eschatology. I believe Genesis to Revelation. I believe the Word of God, and it is without error. Yeah, and I'm the one that's got the error, but prayer changes me. Prayer doesn't change His Word. Prayer changes me. So, Lord, I thank you that prayer is changing me, and I am coming in line with your Word. So come, Holy Spirit. I ask you, Lord, before I hand over, that you will go through every denomination this morning. You will go through every leader, everyone that calls themselves a preacher or a teacher, the worshippers. Lord, those that lead us in worship, I pray that you will ask us, Lord, are you meant to be in that position? Are you anointed or are you self-appointed? Lord, strip the church right back so that we've got the anointed in the corner of music, behind pulpits, leading the church. Because, Lord, we've had generations of self-appointed big heads, self-appointed, self-motivated, self-opinionated leaders. And Lord, now we need a king. We need the king to take control. We need the Word to strip the church right back to the bare bone. Lord, we want anointed leaders. Father, we want anointed leaders from the Word of God. We don't want self-appointed, self-opinionated. Lord, we don't want, dear God, paganism coming over pulpits. We don't want rituals in churches. We want freedom. So, Lord, bring your Word. Bring your Word today, Lord. I ask, Father, for everyone that calls themselves a leader, that even dares to call themselves a preacher or a teacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, anyone that is in any form of leadership, Lord, I pray that you will search us, that you will strip us back. Come, Lord. Now is the time. I really feel, brothers and sisters, and those that are with us this morning, we've got to seek him like never before. The end is nigh. That famous saying that has been around on earth for so many years, the end. We're close. We are close. Search me, O Lord. Have you called me to the ministry? Have I self-appointed? Have I put myself in leadership? Where do you want me to be, Jesus? What part of the body do I play? What part am I? The arm, the leg, an eye, an ear? Am I where you want me to be, Jesus? Andy, could you carry on, my friend?
I'll try. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Ben, for that lead-in. And the thought that came to me is that when you were referring to Ephesians 6 and the armour of God, and it says in verse 17, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Amen.
And we come round this table and we each bring our Bibles. In fact, we were talking just before we came on about the state of our Bibles, but I seem to have the most clean
smooth.
One. But some scriptures came to mind while Ben was praying, and he spoke about being radical and being warriors of God.
Yeah, come on.
And 1 Samuel 17, verse 48 says, David ran quickly towards the battle line to meet him, and he was going after Goliath. And he didn't run the other way, but he ran towards him to meet him. And he was just, he was probably 16 or 17 years old, and a young shepherd boy, fairly insignificant. That's what his brothers thought. But not in the eyes of God. Not in the eyes of God.
Amen.
And he ran towards the battle line.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I also, for some reason, thought of that verse in Ruth, chapter 1, verse 16, where she says, "Where you go, I will go." And that's just speaks to me of God being with us.
Amen.
Wherever we go.
God's with us.
God is with us.
Yeah, come on.
And he leads us. He doesn't do it with a strict or... he doesn't beat us with a rod, but he gives us that free choice and will. But he always stands by us, and even when we make mistakes, he's there and giving us that advice. And of course, sometimes we choose not to accept that advice, and he waits patiently. And as I'm saying this, I'm reminded of the prodigal son, and that prodigal son.
Amen.
What an amazing parable that is that Jesus told, where he demanded his inheritance before his father had even died.
Yeah.
And his father gave it to him. And that's our relationship with Jesus. He stands with us, gives us, and sometimes even when we don't deserve it, he will be there for us. And I just pray this morning
for
those who need a touch from God.
We hold on. Fire, Lord.
So many people are struggling still.
Yeah.
So many with their own mental health. So many folk are needing hospital care, and it's happening in my own family, people needing care, but I know that God is with us, and he cares for us.
Yeah, amen.
So anyone who needs a healing touch from God today, We pray for them. And there are some people who've come online this morning who need that. So we do lift them to you, Father God, that you will come with your healing power. Holy Spirit, come and meet with them this morning. Do your work. Do your work.
Yeah.
And I've also opened Acts 2 this morning. Acts 2. In the last days, God says, "I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord."
Thank you, Jesus.
This is so important. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Amen.
We're saved. Father, we know that people are in difficult circumstances at the moment, but we pray now that they will turn towards you. Not other religions, but towards you. Towards you. You are the only one who can save. And that's what your word says. That's what the Bible says.
Mm.
And Peter addressed the crowd, and he quoted Joel, the prophet Joel, when he said that. those verses that I read out. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Yeah. Amen.
So we pray that now, Father. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord.
Yes, Father.
Wherever you're seated now, whether you're standing, listening to this, wherever you are, what room you're in, we ask you now to call on the name of the Lord. Whatever your issue is. But if you're feeling good, if you're feeling fine, just give praises to God now. Just thank him for what he's doing for you. And Father, I just thank you for how you've intervened in our lives, that you came and that you give us so much of you. We thank you for all those gifts that were poured out by the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Father.
And that we open our hearts and our minds towards you this morning. And we ask you again, come, Holy Spirit, refresh us, restore us, give us that strength. Give us your insight into all those difficult situations that we may face today.
Mm.
And that you will bring your comfort. You will give your direction. That small word that sometimes we hear in our ear of go this way or not that way. You speak to us. So open our ears so that we can hear. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
As Andy just prayed that, I've been kind of stuck in Isaiah 30 this morning. And there was a promise at the end of it, this is the way walk in it, that Andy's just prayed. But before I read it, there's also another promise from Acts, the scriptures he just read, where believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household.
Yeah.
So, Father, before we look at Isaiah, we do pray for those in our households who are not walking with you. Lord, we pray for our sons, for our daughters, for maybe wives, husbands who are not walking with you. We pray for revival in the households. Holy Spirit, they're sanctified, but they're not saved. Only a relationship with you saves, but they're near. So we pray, Lord, that you would remove the veil. Whatever's stopping them from coming to you, bad witness in the family, whatever it is, bring healing. Let your grace be more than enough. Your grace is sufficient for all. So we do pray for a deluge of grace and mercy.
Amen.
In believing households this morning. Let there be testimonies of husbands, unbelieving partners coming to you.
Yeah.
Let the baptismal pools be full of people coming to you, knowing you and saying, I'm being baptized because I'm now born again. Lord, we pray for many believers in households to be saved because your word says it. And let our experience marry up to your word.
Thank you for healing.
So, Isaiah 30 now. the days we live in. It starts off not very well. Our stubborn children, declares the Lord, who carry out a plan, but not mine. Who make an alliance, but not of my spirit.
Yeah.
That they may add sin to sin. Who set out and go down to Egypt without asking for my direction.
Thank you,
to
Lord.
Take refuge in the protection of Pharaoh and the church. So many of them are making alliances with the world and worse. And Isaiah, the same chapter 30 from verse 9. This is a heavy one. For they are a rebellious people, lying children. Children unwilling to hear the instruction of the Lord, who say to the seers, do not see, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us what is right. Speak to us smooth things.
Come on, Lord.
Prophesy illusion. Leave the way. Turn aside from the path. Let us hear no more about the Holy One of Israel. We hear it, don't we? People saying, don't talk to us about repentance. Don't talk to us about sin. God is just love. God is holy.
Amen.
He is love, and he is love. No wonder he's holy.
Glory.
Yeah.
He loves us so much. He wants the cancer of sin out of our lives. He wants that destruction gone eternally. He is love. But then down to verse 18, there is hope.
There is hope.
Therefore, the Lord waits to be gracious to you.
There is hope.
And therefore, he exalts himself to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are those who wait for him. For people shall dwell in Zion. In Jerusalem you shall weep no more. He shall surely be gracious to you. At the sound of your cry, as soon as he hears it, he answers you. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teacher will not hide himself any more. But your eyes shall see your teacher, and you shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way.
This is the way.
Yeah, Lord, I want to thank you that we will not make treaties with the world.
No.
We will not say your values are our values and our values are your values. We're different. Our values are your values, Lord. Fill your church with holiness, purity, and the Holy Spirit once again.
Yes, Father.
And Lord, you are that good shepherd in John 10, and you say, my sheep know my voice, they cannot listen to another. Yes, let us hear your voice in the church once more, saying,
come on.
This is the way.
Yes.
Walk in it.
Speak,
we do
Lord.
Pray that we will be people of the word and people of the spirit. Your people, knowing you. You said this is eternal life, that we may know you. Not just know the good things about you, not just know the good things of the gospel. Not have a religion, but you, just like Abraham, when you said to him, I am your shield. Your very great
reward.
Lord, we're not settling for anything less than your Holy Spirit manifest in your church. Because Holy Spirit, you are the Spirit of Christ. You are the Spirit of the Father. You're God. And you reveal him to us. And you open up your inspired word.
Yeah.
And bring it alive.
Yes, thank you.
Come, Holy Spirit. Move in your church.
Yeah.
For those who refuse to walk with Jesus, well, let them go wherever they're going with Pharaoh. But in your word, in Revelation, it says, come out of Babylon, my people. Lord, call your people out of these compromised religions and let them walk with you. Let them walk with you here on the earth.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I pray that we will be a people like Enoch, that so walk with you that we just ascend to the upper room and walk into glory. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Reveal Jesus to us, that we may walk in that true and living way. And Lord, we will do what we need to, and Ben's already prayed that, we will put on the full armour of God, and we will fight the good fight. But we also thank you, Lord, that though we may be active and fighting, and in a sense striving, we are also seated with you in the heavenly realms.
Amen.
Positioned in rest, positioned in that untouchable place where the enemy cannot take us. For we do, and we quote this week on week, Romans 8, there's nothing that can snatch us from your hands, Lord. Nothing.
Yeah,
we're
thank you.
We're purchased by you.
Yeah.
There's no height, no depth, not past, not present, not future, no angel, no demon. There's nothing in all creation that can separate us from our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are truly seated with you in the heavenly realms.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you, Father.
Yeah, just want to refresh our faith. Sometimes we get worn out and we think we're there, but we're not. And the Lord gave me this morning right out of the blue, and I'm going to read it anyway because I wouldn't have remembered it. And it starts, Jesus.
Jesus, every
for
day.
For this God of love not only gives us the answer to all our problems.
Come on.
He gives us the hunger. He gives us the hunger for him, that in him alone is the happiness we look for. He draws us to the answer. It's a scripture for that. It's John 16, verse 44. John 6, 44. For how can we, with our fallen nature, as Glenn was just saying, love the things of God? That's in Romans 8, 6 to 7. It tells us that not only we cannot, but we will not submit to God's laws there. God, who is love, gives us the hunger. That's the answer to all our problems. I didn't realise that until I heard it this morning, that God actually gives us a hunger for Jesus.
Come on, I want it
we,
more.
We can't yeah. seek him, we can't sought him at all. Him. We're just like dead in our ways. But the God of love gives us a hunger, and it works through all sorts of ways. The real love we hunger for, there we get the eternal life. Who else can give it to us? Can a way of life? Can a good teaching? Can a carved image? Can a theory? Whatever. Whatever you think up or dream up, can they give us life? Jesus is the only author of all life. He came into this world. We could see him, touch him, listen to him. Thousands witnessed him daily. They saw the miracles. They saw the signs and wonders. Hundreds of prophecies fulfilled right up to this very hour we're sitting here. They saw him dead. They saw him alive.
Come on, Lord.
We can go to the places where he ministered to the sea that he walked upon, to the house that he spent all night healing in, to the shores he walked on, to the hill he died on. He changed the history of this whole world. He changed the history of my life.
Yeah.
And all the billions who came to him. He is no theory. He's no way of life. He is life.
He is.
He is the source of life.
Yes.
And we can only find happiness and peace in him. And to my surprise, I had to be reminded that I couldn't even hunger after those things until these issues came up in my life, like grief and sickness and troubles that I had no control over. Who could help me was my cry. Was there an answer? Is there an answer?
Yeah.
God led me gently. All the time, people were praying for me I knew nothing about. This is the God of love. This is the God of love we are praying to right now. This is the God of love who will answer our prayers. This is the God of love who has promised us eternal life. This is the Son that was sent that Christmas morning. The answer to everything in our lives. And I can remember my dad in hospital in his last days holding up a Bible, and he said to some people next to him in the beds, "I don't know what your problems are, but all the answers are in this book." How true that was, how real that is, how solid that is. We all know in this room the reality of Jesus, how he can transform lives in an instant, how he can take away sickness and illness. If he can deal with death, there's no trouble for him to deal with the rest of them. Our faith is in that living God, the one who loves us and died on that cross at Calvary. So, Lord, we just come to you this morning. If there's anyone on that borderline who's swaying one day towards you and the next day away from you, Father God, we pray that you will reveal to them who you really are. You are the author of all life. You are the Son of the living God. You're the only one who can cure all our problems, no matter what they are. Big, small issues, Lord. Some facing deaths. Some perhaps in hospitals listening to this. Some up to their eyeballs. They don't know what to do or where to go. I tell you now, we're four witnesses sitting in here. Jesus is the only answer.
Amen. He is the way.
So we say, we praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all you're going to do. And for all those listening now, Father God, that you are revealing to them your identity. And we ask this in Jesus' name, Lord, that you will do it to the whole of this nation, Lord, especially in our government, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen.
Can we just
come on, Lord,
pray for healing?
Yes.
For those who are watching have put in a request here for prayer. And I think it's always good to actually name people so that Megan needs our prayers this morning, Paula, and someone's grandson is in hospital at the moment, and Claire has requested prayer for a dad who had a stroke a while ago, still in recovery. So, Father God, we ask that you come by your Spirit now, and we ask now for complete recovery and healing for
these folk that we've mentioned, yeah. and anyone else who's listening now,
yes, Lord,
who needs
yes, Lord.
A healing touch bless from him, God. Father. So, Father, we just lift them to you. We name them to you.
Yeah, yeah.
And we ask this in the powerful name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, that you give us this authority. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen, yeah. Continuing through that prayer that Andy is just referring to there. Everybody online, we see your requests coming through. And we are praying quietly and vocally and within ourselves and aloud. And I just pray also for good friends of mine, Jim and Kevin and Phil this morning. I just pray, yeah, God, that you will touch Father. Their lives, yes. touch their lives today. Lord, our yes. families, Lord, everyone online today, Lord, we lift up every name, Father, yes, that has come, Father, on this live stream feed this morning. Mm-hmm. We pray for them and their families, their workplace, their lives, their bodies, their flesh, their bodies, their needs, Father God, their requirements, mm-hmm. Father God, to get through this life. Anyone that is struggling financially, Lord, make a way. Lord, yeah. we understand yeah. and we know that finance, yeah. Lord, God. Debt, Lord, it tears us, Father. Mm-hmm. So, Lord, we pray for all those that are caught in debt. Lord, through not no fault of their own, where the governments have, Lord, seducted us to sign here, it will be okay. Come and live the dream. The devil is a liar. Yes. Father, we pray for all those that have got credit card debt. Lord, all those that are always living in the overdraft.
Yeah, bring it all, Lord.
Not enough money coming in the door. We know what it's yeah. like. Yeah. We experienced it. We've lived it. Yeah. We're in it. We understand it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, yes, we Lord. Ask, yeah, Father, that you will cancel out all debt, Lord, that you, dear God, for the silly mistakes yes, that we've made in our past, Lord, for signing here, there and everywhere. Lord, but Lord, it was made so easy. We've all been caught in that trap where it has been so easy, where the salesman and the system has said, sign here. It's all yours. It certainly is all ours. And Lord, it has caused us stress. It has caused us grief. Lord, we've lost sleep over it. We've been fearful over it. Lord, we ask for anyone right now that is caught, Father, in financial turmoil, that is really distressed about finances. Lord, working all the hours under the sun, working so hard and just can't seem to get enough together. We pray that you will move through that supernaturally. Lord, that you yes. will make a way where there is no way. Father, we come against these finance animals, Father God, these demon forces that hide, Father God, behind the shield, Father God, of you can live the dream. Your best life is yes. now. Lord, the devil is a liar. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all those that are carrying the weight of debt, the weight, Father God, of one job, two job, trying to run the home, trying to do everything and trying to manage everything. Father, forgive us, Lord, when we've made mistakes. But Lord, we ask that you, dear God, will write debt off, Lord. Father, do it. We need miracles. We need parents to be released from debt. We need singletons to be released from debt. Father, we need to be released from debt. Father, Lord, the devil has tied us down with as slaves to finance, Lord, slaves to money, Lord. Father, we was caught out. We was trapped, Father. As the scripture says, the devil puts a snare out. The enemy lays a snare, and there has been so many people being caught through the money markets, through trying to get a better life, so to speak, and of mistakes. Father, forgive us of our finance mistakes, Lord. And Father, we pray now for all those that are really depressed because of money trouble. Lord, put the food on the table. Put the shoes on the children's feet. Father, all those that are trying to get a £10 note together to put it in the fuel tank to get the way to be. All those that are trying to just to grab a few quid together to get a bit of money, Lord, to get food on the table. Father, we pray that you will break this, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we will not be slaves to finances. We will not allow the financial issue to chain us in our mind. We are free in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we break debt in our thought pattern. We break the debt, Lord. in our mind, because Lord, we are free in the name of Jesus, and my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. And we're coming round the table, and that was really pressed on my heart. For if anyone that is chained down with the and saddled down with debt, God will make a way. Trust him, trust him, and trust him. We've been lied to by the finance markets, by mortgage companies, by government. You can have it now, live your best life now. Rubbish. Lord, we're sorry, Lord, for where we've made the mistake, where we've been enticed and we've been entrapped, Father God, through the system of life. Father, Lord, I ask, Lord, that you will just cover families today that are stretched financially, that you will touch their hearts, that you will set them parents free. Lord, that you will let them feel the freedom of Christ in their hearts. Come, Holy Spirit. We're getting ready to gather around the table, and my brothers are going to lead us in communion in a few moments. But if you are strapped down on the embarrassment of debt, don't let it hold you down. Get God to clear your mind, your thinking, your understanding. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. It's just paper. It's just paper. It hasn't got you. Don't allow it to grab you. Don't allow the thought. Don't allow all that to just to grab you. Yes, I understand. I know what it's like. I've been there more times than I can count, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the power of God, all things are possible to those who believe. Come on, Lord. Come on, Father, this morning. Give freedom this morning. Lord, let freedom, Lord. The devil uses money. The devil uses money. He's a great banker. He's a great mortgage lender. He's the keeper. He likes to hold on to the purse. He likes to control us. He likes to entice us in for a new car, new carpet, new TV, new gadgets. He likes to entice us. But Lord, I pray that you will break that temptation, Father God. That culture. We are living in a culture where you can have it now. You can have it now. You can have it now. Go back a few years when you could get a mortgage that was far above what you could really live by, loans by, you could just get money so easy. It wasn't your fault. You was enticed. You was enticed. You was entrapped. The government made it so easy, which is so wrong. The banks would just allow you to take ridiculous amounts of money out, not checking. Father, I ask you, Lord, for all who got caught in that wave, that financial wave, Father God, that you can have it now. Don't worry, it will be fine. Father, set the captives free. Yes. Those that are so trapped by finances, break that debt, Lord. Break that mindset, Father, that mindset, that heaviness that comes along with that, Lord. That we're frightened to talk about it. We're frightened to talk that I'm a believer, but I use my credit card. I'm a believer, but I'm in debt. I'm a believer, and I'm living in my overdraft. I'm a believer, and I ain't got a pound to rub together. Father, Lord, I just pray that you will break that lie, Lord, right now. Father God, and we will shout in the name of Jesus. We will speak over our finances, Lord, not in the happy, clappy, name it and claim it way, but Lord, we will believe for freedom today. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad. Hand it over to Jesus. Hand it over to Jesus. Our brothers are going to lead us around the table this morning. And let's just hand everything to Jesus. Hand it over. The trappings of finance haven't got you. You are saved. You are blood washed. God will make a way. Never give up. Never give up. God will make a way. There is a way. Never give up.
Just an encouragement from James 2, verse 5. Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith,
amen,
and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lord, I pray that those who are struggling financially, that we would not look down on our high position, as you call it.
Yeah.
And for those who are rich, will not look up to their low position. Lord, we want to thank you that whatever financial state we're in, it's irrelevant.
Break it.
Because we know you.
Amen.
We know you. And the just, Lord, the righteous will live by faith.
We ain't having it.
So you're our provider. And we look to you in all things. In all things. Even our righteousness is not our.
Amen. It's thank yours. You, Jesus.
Lord, you are our all in all. And whatever lot you've called us to walk in, I pray that we will run the races marked out for us individually. We won't look at others. We won't look to our left or to our right. But again, Lord, back to that word you gave earlier, that we'd hear your voice and you would say, this is the way, walk in it. Show us where to walk. Show us where to go. And Lord, let us not be those who are chasing after wealth, because so many have shipwrecked their faith through wanting to get rich.
We're not
going to go after that, but we are going to go after you.
Freedom.
We're going to go, freedom. True
eyes
freedom
on,
is found in Jesus.
Eyes on
life
Jesus.
And life in abundance.
Eyes on Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Glenn. Thank you, Glenn. Come on, Lord. We're coming
Father,
around
just,
the table.
Lift to you again all those who are on the poverty line.
Yes, Father.
Father, and I just thank you for organisations like Christians Against Poverty, for all the powerful work they do. And Father, we ask you to make ways and great avenues of care and hope that can be seen. And we pray, Father, that you will open doors for all those who are struggling. And Father, this word cancer has come into my mind again this morning, and we've mentioned Phil. We pray for that man of God, Father, that you will bring about a complete healing for him. And I lift to you my son Tom, who's also going through treatment. We pray, Father, that there will be a complete healing.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah, and we, Father, we just curse this cancer in these people now, in the powerful name of Jesus. And, Father, I just lift to you all those who are struggling. Just are just feeling tired, and they've got to the stage where they say, well, I can't do it anymore. But we say to them this morning, be strong and courageous.
Yeah.
Be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you.
Yeah.
And this verse in Judges 6, when Gideon was called to do mighty works for God, and it says in verse 14, the Lord turned to him and said, go in the strength you have and save Israel. Am I not sending you?
Yeah, thank you for the sending.
Yeah, so Father, we just come to you this morning, and we will take communion together. So just a moment for those who are watching, go and get some bread and some wine or Ribena, whatever your choice is, to celebrate with us of what God has done. Through sending his son Jesus. I feel this morning that we should come with clean hands and clean hearts. And I would just read 2 Chronicles 7:14 over us today. It's a well-known and familiar verse to lots of us. If my people, who are called by name, will humble themselves and pray,
yes, Father,
and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Father, we just pray that verse over each one of us this morning as we take this bread, knowing that you gave up yourself through Jesus on the cross so that we could have life. And we speak life now to all those who are listening.
Amen. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the bread. Amen.
Yeah. I just want to speak some words of encouragement of to men of faith, women of faith. Our lot in this world is all about faith. And it's a letter that was sent to David Livingstone, the missionary in Africa. It says, when some friends wrote to him and asked him, We would like to send other men to help you. Have you found a good road into the area yet? Livingston wrote back, if you have men who will only come if they know there is a good road, I don't want them. I want men who will come if there's no road at all.
Amen.
That's kind of like us Christians in this world. There's no road.
Sounds good, Lord.
There's only Jesus for us. Lord, I just pray that that will... That's a real life thing. David Livingston, Lord, and our faith in this world is a real life thing. So, Father God, just pray that we will head for that, Lord. When there's no road, when we can't see the end, we will still trust you. Lord, and wherever you put us, Lord, we'll be your missionaries, as he was. Whether it's in the thick of the jungle, or in the thick of the cities, or in our own family, Father God, that our faith will stand. We will hold that sword like David's mighty men until it freezes in our hand. Hold to the word of God. We ask this in Jesus' name. Mm. And Lord, we come to your table now. This is the blood. This is the blood that keeps no record of wrong. This is the blood that removed all our sins.
Amen.
All of them. There is no record of our sins anymore. All you who are caught up in false guilt, you know, wondering about your situation, you've done this, you've done that. God has made it so that there is no record of your sins, not even the ashes. They're written out of history. They do not exist anymore. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. And this is the blood that brought it all to us. This is the blood that made us holy and righteous. And we just thank you in Jesus' name for it, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, wherever you are today, all things are possible to those who believe. All things are possible to those who believe. Never give up. Don't allow them. Coming back to that finance, I'm coming back to that money, them credit card issues, the overdraft. Take your eyes off of them figures and look to Jesus.
Yeah.
Trust him.
Yes.
Pray over your bank statements. Pray over the debt as you have been, and just believe. Lord, I believe. I'm sorry that I've made a mistake. I'm sorry, Lord, I've lived above my means. But Lord, the Lord knows we've all been enticed. We've all been enticed by governments, by mortgage companies, by loans, areas of life that we've trodden into that we should have had the strength to say no. But we did it, and we're forgiven. I'm forgiven for my mistakes. Yes, I'm forgiven, Lord, for my decisions.
Yes, Lord.
Fleeting decisions. Sign here and have a sofa. You ain't got to pay for 4 years. Oh, Lord, the devil is a liar. Oh, God, help us, Lord. I pray for all those, Father, that those families that are driven by the worry all day long of money. Lord, we thank you that is being broken now. The worry of money is being broken. The worry of putting the food, Father God, of going to the shops, looking at every penny, looking at every inch, Father, of the miles that we're doing in the vehicle, trying to juggle this side to that side, trying to work out, how am I going to get to work? I've got to pay the rents due, the mortgages due, the phone bills are due, everything is due at once. Just hand it to Jesus. Hand it over and say, Lord, I can't do this. I can't do this. Lord, this is ruling my life. This is taking every ounce of energy I have. I'm going to sleep fearful. I'm waking up fearful. I'm sweating about money. I'm broken. I'm lost. Lord, make a way. Thank you, Jesus, that you are a way maker.
Yeah.
Father, Lord, you paid the ransom.
He will lead you out.
Come on, Lord. We believe, Lord, in financial freedom. We believe, yes, Lord. Lord, we believe, Father God, you're going to make a way, a miracle way. Lord, only a miracle can come through. So, Father, we thank you. We leave everything with you today. Yeah. We thank you that we've gathered. We thank you for the life of my brother Glenn to my left. We thank you for the life of my brother Don in front of me, and my brother Andy just to the side of me. But, Lord, I thank you that you're with every one of us. And, Lord, I thank you for the online church this morning, everyone that has clicked in, clicked out, shaking it all about this morning, Lord. Father God, we're praying. We're believing for miracles. I pray for the online church that you'll Stretch them. Stretch them and stretch them, because that's a great place to be. Stretch me, Lord. Search me, Lord. Strip everything back that is material, that, Lord, if I'm looking, Lord, into the material world, if I'm looking into the natural world, take my eyes, Lord, lift my eyeballs up to you, Lord.
Yeah.
Lord, do what I can't do. And as Don said, Lord, Father, stir us so we're so hungry. We're so hungry. It's very interesting as we close this right now. Hunger brings what? Hunger brings pain. Lord, I'm hungry. And it can be a painful experience looking for the living God. But he's with us. So, Father, thank you for this morning. Bless my brothers. Be with Glenn. Thank you for Donnie and Andy. And Andy is going to close as he always does. And he's going to say something about the Bibles. He's just going to bring us to a finish. But God bless everybody online this morning.
Yeah.
As he looked very strange at me then, as if to say, what have I got to do now? But we thank you to everybody listening in the world of podcasting. We thank you for your lives too. We thank you for everyone that's listening on the platforms that we use on Spotify, Buzzsprout, Alexa, iHeartRadio, and so many other places. We thank God for those guys and girls that listen to that. Andy, if you could just wrap this one up, bring us to land. We just made it to Benidorm. We landed.
I just want to say this morning that all of us sitting around this table believe that the Bible is the inspired word of God. It's the infallible word of God that is relevant to each one of us today, particularly in these trying times. And as a member of Good News for Everyone, formerly Gideon's, I'm aware that so many people can get comfort, can get wisdom, can get inspiration, and can find salvation when they read God's word. And when you read God's word, God speaks to you.
Amen.
And whenever I give a Bible or a New Testament to someone, I say to them, I challenge you to read it, because if you read it, things will change.
Amen.
And I've got a stock of Bibles and New Testaments. And if you would like a New Testament or a Bible, even if you have difficulty reading and you need a large print, I've even got large print New Testaments. So if you want one, just email us or send a message. Whatever you need to do. And I'll be in touch.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day wherever you are across the earth today. May God bless you and strengthen you. Keep in the word of God, and we'll catch you next week for Coffee and Prayer. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Elim Church Swanley's latest podcast. You can find us on Buzzsprout, Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Alexa, Mixcloud, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.